Hello and welcome to your GCSE Music Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating set works on your course, J.S. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, specifically the third movement. Whether you've listened to it 100 times or you're still getting to grips with it, by the end of this episode you'll have everything you need to write confidently about it in your exam. So, let's get started. First, a little context. Johann Sebastian Bach composed the 6 Brandenburg Concertos around 1721, dedicating them to the Margrave of Brandenburg. Bach was working in the Baroque period, roughly 1600 to 1750, and these concertos are absolutely packed with the stylistic features examiners love to ask about. The 5th concerto is particularly special because it gives the harpsichord a starring role, something quite unusual for the time, when the harpsichord was typically just part of the basso continuo, ticking away in the background. Here, Bach pushes it front and centre, especially in that famous cadenza in the first movement. Now, the third movement, which is your set work, is a gigue, and that's your first key term to remember, gigue. A gigue is a lively Baroque dance in compound time. Compound time means the beats are divided into threes rather than twos. In this movement, we're in 12-8 time, which gives it that bouncy, rolling, dance-like feel. You might hear it described as a gigue-like, because that's exactly what it is. The word gigue actually comes from the same root as the English word gigue. The third movement is also a fugue. Now, this is a really important structural concept for your exam. A fugue is a type of contrapuntal composition, meaning multiple independent melodic lines weave together simultaneously. The fugue begins with an exposition. In the exposition, the main theme, called the subject, is introduced by one voice, then imitated by another voice at a different pitch. When the second voice enters with the subject a fifth higher, we call that the answer. Then a third voice enters, and so on. Between these entries, you'll hear episodes, passages that develop the musical material, often using sequences, which are patterns repeated at different pitch levels. Let's talk about the instruments. Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 is scored for what we call a concertino, a small group of soloists, and a ripieno, which is the larger ensemble. The concertino here consists of 3 instruments, flute, violin, and harpsichord. The ripieno is a string orchestra with basso continuo. This contrast between the small soloist group and the larger ensemble is a defining feature of the Baroque concerto grosso, another key term for your exam. Concerto grosso literally means big concerto, and it refers to this interplay between the small group and the full orchestra. Now, let's go through the key musical elements one by one, because examiners will ask you about these using specific command words. Let's start with texture. The texture in this movement is predominantly polyphonic, meaning multiple independent melodic lines are heard simultaneously. This is absolutely typical of Baroque music, and of fugal writing in particular. You must use the word polyphonic in your answer. Never say the texture is thick or busy. Those words will not earn you marks. Polyphonic is the correct term. Tonality. The movement is in D major. That's 2 sharps, F sharp and C sharp. Bach uses modulation. That means moving to related keys as the fugue develops. You'll hear passages in A major, the dominant, and B minor, the relative minor. These modulations create harmonic interest and are completely typical of Baroque practice. Rhythm and meter. As I mentioned, the movement is in 12-8 time, compound quadruple meter. The subject itself has a distinctive dotted rhythm and a lively dance-like character. Dotted rhythms are a hallmark of the gigue. The tempo is fast and energetic throughout. Dynamics. This is where Baroque music differs from later periods. Instead of gradual crescendos and diminuendos, Baroque composers use what we call terraced dynamics, sudden shifts between loud and soft, like stepping up or down a staircase. There are no hairpin crescendos in this movement. When the full ripieno plays, the dynamic is forte. When the concertino plays alone, it drops to piano. This terracing effect is a key Baroque feature. Sonority. The sonority, that's the overall sound quality, is characterized by the bright, plucked tone of the harpsichord, the warm strings, and the clear, penetrating sound of the Baroque flute. Remember, this is not a modern concert flute, it's a Baroque traverso flute, where it has a softer, more breathy tone. The basso continuo,
typically harpsichord and cello together, provides a harmonic foundation throughout. Ornamentation is another key feature. Baroque performers added trills, mordants, and turns to decorate the melodic lines. These ornaments were often improvised by the performer, rather than written out in full by the composer. In your exam, if you hear a trill or a turn, describe it as ornamentation, and say it is typical of Baroque performance practice.
Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the music is only half the battle. You need to know how to write about it. The most important thing is to use precise musical vocabulary. Examiners are specifically looking for subject-specific terminology. If a question asks you to describe the texture, you must say polyphonic, not complicated or layered. If it asks about dynamics, you must say terraced dynamics, not loud and soft. Every time you use a correct technical term, you're earning marks. Let's look at the command words you'll encounter. Identify means simply name something. One or two words is enough. Describe means say what you hear in musical terms. Use vocabulary, but you don't need to explain why. Explain means go further. Say how or why something works. Analyze means break it down. Discuss individual elements and their effects. Compare means find both similarities and differences between two pieces, and you must do both to access the higher marks. Now, here are the most common mistakes candidates make, and I want you to avoid every single one of them. Mistake number one, using vague language. Saying the music sounds happy or exciting will not earn marks. You need to say it is in D major, with a fast tempo in compound time, creating a lively, dance-like character. That's the difference between a grade 3 answer and a grade 7 answer. Mistake number two, confusing texture terms. Polyphonic means multiple independent melodic lines. Homophonic means one melody with chordal accompaniment. In this movement, the texture is polyphonic because it's a fugue with multiple independent voices. Do not mix these up. Mistake number three, not identifying specific devices. If you hear the subject being imitated in a different voice, say so and use the word imitation. If you hear a pattern repeated at a different pitch, say sequence. If you hear a sustained note in the bass while harmonies change above it, that's a pedal point. These devices are worth marks. Mistake number four, forgetting context. Examiners reward candidates who can place the music in its historical context. Mention that this is Baroque period music, composed around 1721, and that Bach was working within the conventions of the concerto grosso tradition. Mistake number five, not comparing effectively. If you're asked to compare this piece with an unfamiliar extract, you must identify both similarities and differences. A common structure is both pieces use, however, while Bach's concerto features, the unfamiliar piece instead uses. This shows you can evaluate, not just describe. Now, quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you five questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one. What type of dance movement is the third movement of Brandenburg Concerto No. 5? The answer is a gigue, a lively Baroque dance in compound time. Question 2. What is the time signature of the third movement? 12:8, compound quadruple meter. Question 3. Name the three instruments in the concertino group. Flute, violin, and harpsichord. Question 4. What do we call the sudden shifts between loud and soft dynamics in Baroque music? Terraced dynamics. Question 5. What is the term for the opening section of a fugue, where the subject is introduced in each voice in turn? The exposition. Brilliant! How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections, and listen to the piece again with the score in front of you if you can. Let me leave you with a quick summary of the most important points to remember. The third movement is a gigue, lively, compound time, dance-like. It is structured as a fugue, with an exposition, episodes, and a return to D major. The texture is polyphonic throughout. Dynamics are terraced, sudden changes, no gradual crescendos. The concertino features flute,
violin and harpsichord. The basso continuo provides harmonic support. Key devices include imitation, sequence, and modulation to related keys, and always use precise vocabulary. Polyphonic, terraced dynamics, basso continuo, concerto grosso, modulation. You've got this. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 is a stunning piece of music, and the more you listen to it, the more you'll hear all these features jumping out at you. Good luck in your exam, and remember, listen actively, write precisely, and always back up your points with specific musical evidence. Take care, and happy revising.